let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Author Dennis W.C. Wong says that through a better understanding of our families, we acquire an appreciation for their struggles, jealousies, and successes, and we are personally strengthened by their journey. He's the author of The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. Dennis was born in Hawaii, moved to San Francisco when he was 7. He has a B.S. degree in business management, personnel, and industrial relations from California State University, and a AA degree in retail marketing from Chabot College. He's a certified nurse assistant in the operating room department at Kaiser Permanente Hospital in Oakland. Also works as a licensed vocational nurse. Dennis Wong, author of The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong, our guest on This Week in America. Dennis, a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is such a fascinating story, and the background is interesting as well. Let's talk about the title and who exactly is Catherine. Explain your relationship.
She's the one that my grandmother's holding. She's about a year old at that time, and around 1929.
And that's the picture that's on the cover of the book by Dennis. And talk about the title, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. What's the information behind the title?
Her middle name is Kuhn Hung, which means Outlook Apricot. So I just kind of reversed it and called it The Apricot Outlook.
And that gets your attention, and it's a really charming read, delightful read, insightful read. Talk about the interest in this topic. Genealogy is something you've been interested in for a number of decades. Talk about that interest and why you decided to do the book on Catherine.
I had wrote to my grandfather in Honolulu back in 1972, and he wrote back because I wanted to find out some information to get a family chart. And then I talked to my other relatives on my mom's side, and that's what got my journey started.
And it's a journey I talked about in the beginning, the importance of that. What has this been like as you went back and did the study and learned more about your family? What has that been like for you?
It's interesting going through a lot of research through Ancestry.com, 23andMe, and looking up other people that are related to us, whether they're second, third, fourth, or fifth cousins, and then they have the same goal to find their family tree or roots.
How long did it take before you started getting information? Information to the point where you thought, this really would make for an interesting book. Did you start off thinking you were going to do a book, or just a sort of curiosity to see who you are and where you came from?
I took a class in 2005, and it was a sociology class. Our term paper was a biography of a senior relative, and that's how it started out.
Talk about
then
your
later on. Yeah, then later on, that I added some pictures that I had from my scrap album to give to my siblings. And since I'm the oldest of six, a lot of the things that my mom said, that was like word for word, they didn't know about. Because what I did was, even though it's called the biography, it was like everything that I was in that book was about how she talked. In her words, I didn't change any of the sentence structure and so on.
What was this like going back and focusing on Catherine for the book and for the project that you were working on? What was that process like for you? I'm sure it opened a whole lot of doors and gave you much more insight than probably you were even aware of.
Yes. One of the things that recently on my mom's side, she has only one sister left. She was 2 years younger than her, and she's still alive. She's 89 years old in Honolulu. Well, I asked my cousin to give me a copy of her birth certificate, and on it, it showed how many children my grandmother had that were born alive and how many were had died. My mom told me that she was the number 7 child, and my Aunt Mary thought she was number 7. But then when I saw the birth certificate, I said, no, it shows that there were 6 born alive, and then 2 had died in their infancy. In the story, there's to the right of my grandmother is a girl. She's about 3 years old. And my story starts out where my mom was playing with her sister, and then somehow she suddenly died of a childhood disease in her lap while they were playing.
The book is The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong by Dennis W.C. Wong. The book is published by Bookfine Press. You'll get information on the book there. And, of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Dennis and the book there as well. What was your mother's attitude when you had approached her to going to be a paper in the beginning, turned into a book? How cooperative was she? Was she willing to share her life stories?
She did, but she didn't remember too much of her childhood as she was growing up. At that time, in 2005, she was 77 years old. And every time I kept prodding and prodding, asking more questions, and I took a tape recorder and I recorded it, and that's how I made my report.
It just,
and then I didn't tell the teacher at that time that it was in her words. I didn't, correct her English, sentence structure and so on. And he understood that.
You know, it's interesting as you're reading that, you're thinking, boy, is this something that I would learn something from if I did a similar project? Going back and doing the study, going back and talking to a family member such as you do with your mother in the book, would you recommend this for other people? Is this something really beneficial? What did it do for you? What did it do for that relationship, that bond that you had with your mother?
It was pretty good. In fact, my father passed away at an early age at 67 in the year 1991. And I wish I had taken that class earlier and did a report on my father, which I don't know too much about him. So at the time when I did take the class, my mom was 77, and shortly after that, she had a stroke. My nephew, Cliff, was living with her and noticed her face didn't look right, and they took her to the hospital, and she did have a stroke. And then her life and activity kind of declined about a year later, and we had to admit her to a care home.
The book is The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong by Dennis W.C. Wong. You talk about, at times, Catherine begins to reflect on her past. Her thoughts flow into the present. Talk about that, some of the memories that she had and how past memories work their way into present memories.
Yeah, she started out by saying that her sister died in her lap, and then her husband, which was my father, Clifford, died in bed right next to her. And then after that, my sister passed away also. My sister Debbie at the age of 50.
So there was a lot of death and dying in her life, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
What did this do as in your relationship with your mother? I can't help but think that, boy, this really strengthened that bond, because you think you know your mother, but suddenly you're finding out stories and maybe understanding who she is more as a person when you get the stories of the death that was occurring in her family, what the family went through. What impact did this have on you?
Well, one thing, I asked her about her goal, and her goal was to see every grandchild graduate from high school. And I have two boys, and I have a stepdaughter. So when she was already in the care home, she was kind of like wheelchair bound. She couldn't walk, even though she had a walker. So I made sure that when my son graduated, that I was able to take her and carry her into my car, and then carry her back out, and then in her wheelchair. And so she saw my son graduate. So I made it, I just want to make sure that, she did it, and that was her goal before she passed away.
Yes. Dennis Wong with us on the program, the author of the book, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. You're very honest in saying that there were plenty of references to sex, which she didn't mind sharing. Talk about that in the extent that, wow, Mom is really opening up here about experiences in her life.
Her father had a dry cleaning business, and she helped with the business when she was young, going to school. And then she said her brothers also helped out. And then when she got old enough, and when she became like a woman, and she knew that some of her clothes were bloody, and so that was part of nature that they knew. And then they had separate facilities where they would dress behind a curtain. And then the part about She said that even though the girls help out, you know, maybe help her with her bathing process, she didn't mind us as boys helping out also. And she felt that their spouses would not mind. So one day I did, gave my mom a bath in her house.
It's all stories you'll find in the book, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong, by our guest on the program, Dennis W.C. Wong. Book Fine Press is where you'll get information on Dennis's book. Were there surprises as you were talking with your mother? Were there things that surprised you? You thought you knew your mother fairly well, but there were things that in her life that really surprised you.
Yes, there was. There were things related to the home that she was at, and she would see some pigeons, and she thought about, you know, the carrier pigeons. So she wanted to figure out a way to put a note on a pigeon and send out a note.
It's just amazing stories. It's such a charming look at her life, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. Was this something, after you got involved in the process, you wish you had done this earlier, maybe looked into genealogy earlier in life and learned more about your mother at an earlier age?
I do. Although when my father was alive, I did talk to him. And then sometimes his story, and later on when I talked to my mom, her story was slightly different. So you have two different point of view.
Dennis Wong with us on the program, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. What's it been like? And I think you mentioned this before. I mean, you've got a large family. This is sort of a family history, isn't it? This is a book that that everybody can read, but for family members, it really takes on some significance.
Yes, I found through a company called newspapers.com, I was able to find a lot of old articles from Honolulu. And then when I asked my mom what her little sister or older sister's name was, she didn't remember. And she didn't remember what her face looked like. But I was able to through Ancestry and on newspaper articles, find out her name, which was Kuan Soon. So I added that to my chart.
Well, it's amazing, yeah, the resources that we have now that, you know, even a few years ago we didn't have, and going back and trying to put the family history together. From your standpoint, has this given your life more meaning, more context, going back and doing the family history?
It is. In fact, only last year I was able to go to Hong Kong and China for the first time. But the week before that, I went to Honolulu trying to find more information at the Vital Statistics Office to help me with my journey to find the roots. So it did help, and I saw my cousins and so on. And But I'm still searching, and the journey is still ongoing and never ending.
Yes, and I assume once you get started, there are certain, you know, doors that open up that you want to go down and see what you'll find as you're going down there. I mentioned in the beginning talking about a better understanding of our families and the importance that has on us, and personally strengthened by their journey. Talk about that. Has this strengthened your journey by understanding family, all qualities of the family background?
Yes, on my father's side, my great-grandfather, he sailed to China back in 1876 when he was 30 years old. So that's what started the migration. And then my mom's father was also from China. And then most of the other relatives were from Honolulu. So they struggled when they first came here and to make things better for the future generations.
What would you like the reader to take away from reading the book, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong? What do you hope that the reader takes away after they finish this book?
What I would like to say to everybody is that while they're still young, and their parents and their great and their grandparents and their aunts and uncles, talk to them and find out more about how you fit in and some of the stories that they can tell you, and then you can hand it down to the future people, to your children and so on. And so it's best to do it while they're still alive, when they still have they're alert in their mind, and that's what I think they should do. In fact, when my cousins, when my nephews and aunts, nephews and nieces, when they did a report, as far as book report on the family tree, they contacted me so they could do their report, because I had a lot of information then.
Yeah, somebody who's actually been through that and has gone through the process. It's just a what a journey that that Dennis was on. And a couple minutes left, and I go back to this. Your mother seemed very receptive to talk. What was her initial reaction when you told her that you were working on this paper and you wanted to talk to her? I mean, it is your mother, and you're asking a whole lot of questions. It seemed like she was fairly receptive for this.
She was. In fact, I had some questions that I had written down to ask her. And a lot of times I would question some of the things that she said, and just to make it more concise and as far as the information. And like I said, by recording it, instead of editing it and making it like a biography, and I'm just writing it about somebody else, like in the third person, in a way, it's like the first person, like she's talking to me about her life.
It's such a, I keep calling it a journey, and that's what Dennis has been on in working on the book, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book, or just sort of continuing more research on the family?
I'm planning another book called In Search of Wong Loy. Up until 7 years ago, my cousin in Honolulu told me that our great-grandfather he was a high-level government employee. He got in trouble and he fled China, and he had changed his name. So we don't know. She said we're not Wongs. So that's my journey to search for his true identity back in China, which is kind of hard.
That sounds like a fascinating expedition to go back to try to get that information and what you will find with that. Dennis Wong has been our guest on the program. The book we're talking about specifically, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. And the book's available at Bookvine Press, their website, bookvinepress.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get direct information on the book and Dennis. Dennis, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck as you continue the search back into the history of the family. Fascinating program today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Dennis Wong, author of the book, The Apricot Outlook of Catherine Kuhn Hung Wong. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.